Republican and Democratic registered voters in Escambia County can begin casting early votes for the Florida presidential primary on Saturday. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Hours are 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. March 5th through Saturday the 12th. Election Supervisor David Stafford says all signs are pointing to a high level of interest. Absentee ballots already have surpassed those from the 2008 presidential primary,
which is the best comparison because 4 years ago there was not a Democratic contest. So if you look back to 2008, last time we had an open seat in the state of Florida, we had about 12,500 ballots that were returned. We've already surpassed that, and we still have more than a week to go until Election Day.
Registration numbers are also up and are expected to continue rising right up to the November 8th general election. Another flurry of activity has been nearly 1,500 party switchers before the February 16th deadline to register for the primary. Many of them came from no party affiliation.
This is a closed primary and there's nothing else on the ballot, which means there's 21% of the voters in Escambia County that fall into the either no party affiliation category or are registered in a third or minor political party that will not be able to participate in this election because the only thing on the ballot is the Republican presidential primary and the Democratic presidential primary.
Seven early voting sites are set up this time around. The Supervisor of Elections main office, Molino Community Center, Escambia County Extension Service, Five Flags Speedway, and three libraries: the Main Branch, Genealogy Library, and the Southwest Branch Library.
Certainly advantage to early voting is you can appear at any one of the seven locations and cast your ballot there. We have what's called ballot on demand technology, which means we can produce your specific ballot style in any of those locations. Unlike Election Day, if you wait until Election Day, you have to go to your assigned polling place.
33 states require some form of voter identification. Stafford says in Florida that means a photo and signature. But he adds that compared to other states, it's not what's considered a strict ID requirement.
Many states have, you know, just one form of identification that's accepted. We have nine different forms of identification that are acceptable. The legislature is trying to add to that right now. In fact, has sent a bill to the governor to add three more. To my knowledge, the governor has yet to sign that, but it looks like that list is going to be expanding even further.
If somebody doesn't have one of the nine acceptable IDs, they can still cast a provisional ballot,
which basically means it'll come back to the canvassing board, and then the canvassing board will compare the voter's signature on the provisional ballot envelope to the signature we have on file, and if it matches, then that ballot will be accepted.
And Election Supervisor David Stafford has a pep talk of sorts to Republicans and Democrats who are registered for the primary. Get out and vote in what he calls an extraordinarily important election.
Florida has been known to have close elections in the past. We've had consequential elections that have been decided by as few as one vote. County commission races that have been decided by as few as three votes. And we all remember back to the 2000 presidential election when the presidency of the United States rested on 537 votes in the state of Florida.
Okaloosa County has the same early voting period as Escambia, while Santa Rosa County voters began going to the polls last Monday. More information on polling places and how to obtain an absentee ballot can be found at EscambiaVotes.com or your county's Supervisor of Elections website. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.